For the past week or so, finance chairman Neil Kirk has described this budget as business as usual. But there was drama as lawmakers scrambled to find money to fill a $68 million hole needed to avert deep layoffs in the Department of Transportation after Kirk's plan to hike the gasoline tax failed to gain traction.
The money that we took to pay for this came partially from level funding the university system and from taking money that would have been used for energy efficiency projects. That basically is what happened.
Specifically, the revised budget redirects $14 million headed to state universities. USNH Chancellor Todd Leach says if this policy stands, tuition will likely go up.
So if it's at that level, we're still at 75% of 2009 levels, makes a tuition freeze probably untenable, and it probably wouldn't be possible to do.
The budget also taps the state's renewable energy fund to the tune of $50 million. Jim O'Brien with the Nature Conservancy says that policy not only undercuts the goal of the fund, fostering renewable energy, it is also legally questionable.
What this really does is it's going to be charging a fee on ratepayers on their electric bills. And instead, it's going to be going towards the Department of Transportation. And so you have ratepayers pretty much paying a new tax to fund roads.
Another place the budget pulls money from is aid for public schools. Concord Democrat Mary Jane Wellner says this will lead to a downshifting of costs.
No matter how you cut it, there's less going to our schools. Now, you can put it in whatever pot you want, but it is money that falls right back on the taxpayers.
These latest moves follow earlier reductions in funds for services for people with developmental disabilities and for the elderly, as well as repealing Medicaid expansion. Governor Maggie Hassan calls these decisions draconian. In a statement, she said the latest reductions makes matters worse and are unnecessary. But these moves could be politically necessary for this proposal to attract broad Republican support. This budget is a test for House Speaker Sean Jasper's leadership and his ability to manage what remains a fractured caucus. After the budget cleared the Finance Committee, Jasper said whether it will pass when it hits the floor next week is anyone's guess.
Well, one never knows. We are hoping that once we separate the wheat from the chaff, people will understand that this is a good budget for Republicans. It's what Republicans asked for.
But regardless of what the House ends up doing with the budget, it is not clear how many of these decisions will end up standing. The New Hampshire Senate gets its turn with the budget next month, and Senate leaders have indicated they don't plan to use the House's proposal as their guide. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.